This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
So does President Trump. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That certainly is part of what the conversation is across the U.S. and elsewhere. As a matter of fact, we're going to dive into that. Plus, the latest from the White House. I received a copy of the immediate release from the Office of the Press Secretary from the Roosevelt Room earlier in the day on Tuesday. And I'm going to read you a little bit of the specifics of what the president said. And what he said was, as probably you have heard and some of you have reported, a missile was launched a little while ago from North Korea. I can only tell you we will take care of it. We have General Mattis in the room with us, and we've had a lot of discussion on it. It's a situation that we'll handle. With that being said, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi didn't show up for our meeting today, and I'm not really surprised. We have a lot of differences. They're weak on crime. They're weak on illegal immigration. They want the folks to come pouring into our borders, and a lot of problems are being caused, although we stopped it to a large extent. Much as you can without the law, which we're going to get. And then he went on to say, and these again are the official words from the Roosevelt Room, before this meeting and before this missile launch, they've been weak on military. In terms of spending, it's very hard to get the military. They want it for a lot of other things, but the military is always secondary to them. To me, it's number one. We won't be here without our powerful military, and we're building it up stronger, bigger, better than ever before, and General Mattis can testify to that. And then at the end, he threw in a curveball about the other thing is they want tax increases and we want major tax decreases. So they decided not to show up. They've been all talk and they've been no action. He's talking about Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. And now it's even worse. Now it's not even talk. So they're not even showing up to the meeting. So obviously, that really got under his skin, the president's skin, and he was going to let everybody know that they were supposed to be there, and then they didn't show up. But again, the big story of all is North Korea saying the test of the new ICBM was success, and it can reach all of the U.S. mainland. So the trajectory puts, actually, D.C. in range. The conversation can't really be tabled. So they do this for the first time since September. It reached an altitude of 4,475 kilometers. Look it up if you don't know what it is. And it wasn't good. You know, they immediately released the information, and they've conducted, of course, dozens of ballistic missile tests under Kim Jong-un's guise in defiance of international sanctions. And the president, our president, has vowed not to let North Korea develop nuclear missiles that can smash into the United States. I have family on the East Coast. Some of you have family on the East Coast. I don't want it to hit anywhere in the United States, any missile to reach anywhere close to the United States. So, in the statement, North Korea described itself as a responsible nuclear power, but they warned its strategic weapons were developed to defend its sovereignty and territorial integrity from the U.S. imperialist nuclear blackmail policy and nuclear threat. That's what they said. That's officially was what the word that came out of North Korea. So there you have it. The successful launch and saying that it can reach the mainland is a very, very, let me say it again, very, very big deal. So what's the reaction going to be? We'll see what the UN does as they have their special meeting. And we don't know. We just know that there has been conversation that something could change. Meanwhile, while all of that's going on, despite North Korea, the Dow posted its biggest gain in 3 months on the tax overhaul optimism. So remember, it's all the shaky, rotten news and the positive news that makes the craps table that is the stock market roll in the right direction. So it is a sign that with this tax rate increase, that it would be really, really huge for, I mean, that is really, really huge for the market today. You can see they were celebrating behind me. And that's the reason why. I go back to the same thing. It's the optimism versus pessimism. And so that's why. Because it means it's good for corporations that have an incredibly high tax rate here in the United States versus overseas, which is why we saw a lot of companies scatter. But so what does it mean? I mean, it's still uncertain whether it's going to pass or not, but because it got through one hurdle, that's why there was the optimism. So stocks also got a boost from the nominating testimony of Jerome Powell, who was selected by President Trump to replace the current Fed chair, Janet Yellen. His testimony was viewed positively by Wall Street. His comments on the Fed's plans to raise interest rates and pare down its huge portfolio of bonds were in line with the current Fed policy under Yellen. So Powell reiterated that the Fed would take a gradual approach as it winds down its stimulus, which is, of course, always the fear. So will we get a tax package by the end of the year? If so, the market would rally in a very big way. If not, might be a downtrend in the market if it doesn't happen until the first or second quarter. So that's certainly something to watch out for. Right here at the top, because we're seeing signs of the holiday, etc., and I'm feeling like I want to mention this to everybody. You have a chance to win an incredible prize from America Tonight. We are giving away, thanks to DK Travel and Delta Vacations, these awesome books, DK Ireland, Eyewitness DK Italy, Eyewitness DK London. Eyewitness, and I've never seen a travel book like this. It'll make you want to go no matter what. But here's the other part of it. There's a grand prize trip Delta Vacation Packages is offering, a trip for two. So the winner gets either $3,000 voucher for a trip to Ireland or Italy or London, or $2,200 for a trip to New York. It depends on what trip is awarded. How do you get in the hunt for the trip? It's really easy, no bizarro strings attached, nothing weird. Go to travelwithdk.com and fill that out. It's just a couple of quick things like your email, etc., and then there's going to be a drawing, and I've talked to them, and they're sponsoring it, and they're very excited about it, and America Tonight is one of only three shows involved in it, so your chances are pretty good. Go to travelwithdk.com, or at least for somebody, they're pretty good. And I have a really good feeling about it, and I would love for somebody out there listening to my voice right now to be the winner. Oh, I really would. All right, we're going to have our pal Donovan Cashin back on the show because he's the car guru. I like to say off the lot, or my mother's son knows more about cars than me. And it's always fun when we have him on. Last time we were talking about the colors of cars, and he had just gotten Car and Driver magazine. And I happened to see this motor trend named Alfa Romeo as the car of the year. And it's a pretty big deal, right? It's this sporty luxury car. It's loaded with Italian style, blah, blah, blah. And it's pretty good looking. That's all I know. What do I know about it? I just know that its engine is a 2-liter four-cylinder motor with twin turbochargers. It puts out 280 horsepower. Wow. Oh, I want this car. I don't covet things, but I'm sort of coveting this car. Anyway, stay with us. Much more coming up next here on America Tonight.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now, earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pretty shocking. It was just a handful of days ago that Senator John McCain was diagnosed with brain cancer, and I know that that's been a conversation a lot of people are having, that they know somebody who had brain cancer, or, oh my gosh, what is this about, and what kind of surgery do you have to have, and whatnot. So who better to join us on the show than Dr. Philip Stieg, founder and chair of the Weill Cornell Medical Brain and Spine Center, and president of the Brain Tumor Foundation as well. And we could go on and on about Dr. Stieg's resume, and certainly this is his expertise. Dr. Stieg, I can imagine a lot of people were asking you about Senator McCain. So first of all, what kind of brain cancer was he diagnosed with?
He was diagnosed with what is the most common form of primary brain tumor, which is a tumor that originates in the brain that we see in the glial category. It's called a glioblastoma. And when we think about glial tumors, they're graded on a scale of 1 to 3, 3 being the worst, and his being a glioblastoma makes it a grade 3. So it's the most aggressive form of glial tumor that we have to deal with as neurosurgeons.
Yeah, and so when we hear that, and we kept hearing the word aggressive, what does that mean as far as surgery is concerned? What's typically what happens?
Well, typically what happens is once a diagnosis is made, then the protocol that we try to follow is an aggressive surgical resection followed by radiation therapy with concurrent chemotherapy. The extent of the resection is obviously dependent upon the size of the tumor and the location of the tumor. If the tumor is in what we refer to as eloquent brain, meaning the visual cortex, the speech cortex, or the motor cortex, then we're limited in regard to the extent of resection that we can perform, because because this is a tumor that it's an infiltrative tumor, and it sends little tentacles into the normal brain, and there isn't a real boundary. You don't know when you've reached the end of it, so there's a limit to how much we can resect.
Is this typical what you see? Because as you know, when he went in, when the senator went in, he was there to just remove a blood clot from above his left eye, and that's what they found.
It's not the most common presentation for this type of tumor. They are known to bleed, but more commonly they would present with either a seizure or with some neurologic deficit, again, dependent upon where the tumor is located.
Yeah, and when you actually do the surgery, you know, you and I have talked about the kinds of surgery that you can have. You talked about the surgery, of course, where often typically you're awake. In this kind of a surgery, would the person be awake?
Most probably he was not. I have not seen his scan, so I don't know exactly where the tumor is located. That being said, given the approach that they took, I suspect he was asleep, and they resected the tumor without him being awake. As we talked about earlier, the only times we really do awake surgery is when the tumor is located in those eloquent areas of the brain.
Yeah, and the reason you and I have talked about that before, the reason is, well, there's a couple factors. I mean, first of all, from the layman's terms, I think it's amazing that you do that, but it's because of speech, et cetera, so you can tell what's happening, right, by what you're doing back to the patient.
Right. The reason for doing the awake surgery is that we want to know exactly where we are in their brain, and while they're awake, we can test the function that we're worried about losing during the surgical procedure. So if the tumor were in his speech cortex or if it was in his motor cortex, we would most commonly do that awake.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting. One of the things the doctor said is that McCain, with this aggressive tumor, he was oriented, he had good balance, he had no headaches, no seizures, that kind of stuff. And the senator is someone who's had other malignant melanomas removed a couple of times, I guess like three of them. And he gets a lot of these kind of screenings and whatnot. And this was a significant operation, obviously, as you know. And, you know, with the bone underneath the eyebrow had to be removed to do the procedure and then put back. Wow, why? I've never heard of that. That's typical? That's common?
It's a new approach that we use in neurosurgery. We commonly use the term minimal access or minimally invasive surgery. The reason for doing that is the recovery is faster, and he obviously had an exceptionally quick recovery. He was discharged from the hospital within 24 hours. So that's all beneficial for the patient. It also speaks to the fact, hopefully, again, I haven't seen the scans, that the tumor was caught early and that it was small and contained within the hemorrhagic or the bleeding area that they found.
Yeah, one of the things that I read, and also you would know this too, the mortality rate, but one of the things I read is there were some statistics from a study that was done back in 2009, and the study said that almost 10% of patients with that live maybe 5 years or longer, and this is from the American Brain Tumor Association. Again, Lena, looking at mortality rates, of course, who knows, but is that typical too as well?
Yeah, as I said earlier, this is the most aggressive type of tumor that we deal with. We don't use the word cancer because it doesn't spread to other parts of the body.
Mm.
But unfortunately, it's in your brain, and as it continuously recurs, the average survival is 14 to 16 months overall. Again, having hopefully caught it early, and if he is a good responder. There are also a number of molecular markers that we use now, and those are predictors for long-term prognosis. So hopefully he has all the appropriate markers, and he will respond to the radiation and the chemotherapy.
Yeah, and you said this in the beginning, too, with the radiation and the chemotherapy. What's the typical course for that for most people, because as we're discussing how aggressive it is?
Most people will go, we would wait after the surgery, wait several weeks for the wound to heal because radiation is hard on the scalp. And then it's 5 weeks of radiation with concurrent chemotherapy. And then subsequently the patient will get chemotherapy at regular intervals.
Yeah, you just did a presentation at the annual meeting of the European low-grade, is it glioma? glioma network. And in doing that, the focus there was the early detection. So what's the early detection from the physician's point of view?
What we're trying to look at is to determine the cost effectiveness of getting MRI scans. Mm-hmm. And we do, you know, not a full sequence of MRI, which can be expensive and time consuming, but a person could come in at periods in their life, or certainly people that are at high risk. And Senator McCain was at high risk, not necessarily for a glioblastoma, but for a metastatic melanoma, because they can frequently go to the brain. So you would get a quick scan that would help you detect early either metastases or a primary tumor. The major issue is everybody would like to have a scan, wouldn't you, just to make sure that you don't have any problem.
Yes.
But this is very much like mammography, you know, the discussion that goes on with that. I mean, how cost effective is it? Can we afford to scan every citizen in the United States to rule out that they've got a brain tumor when, you know, the incidence, say, of glioblastomas is not really high. It's about 30,000 patients per year.
Yeah, glioblastoma. When we talk about ages and whatnot, this across the board, you can see this in, he's 80 years old, but it could happen at any age, right?
Absolutely. You know, we see them in 30-year-olds, we see them in 50-year-olds, and we see them in 80-year-olds. You know, some people think that we're seeing more of them. It is a slight uptick, but part of the issue is we're all living longer. And, you know, 30 years ago, individuals died of heart disease and lung disease from too much cigarette smoke. And now we're living, and other things are creeping up.
Yeah, wow. And this is, too, and I looked this up to make sure I was right, Dr. Stieg, but this is the same kind of brain tumor that Senator Ted Kennedy had, if I recall.
It is. Hopefully the difference is that Senator Kennedy's tumor was in an eloquent part of his brain so that they couldn't get what is called gross total excision. And that, again, has an impact on long-term prognosis for a patient, whereas Senator McCain's was in his frontal lobe. That is a more forgiving area. Hopefully they were able to be aggressive and get a complete resection.
Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Philip Stieg, founder and chair of the Weill Cornell Medical Brain and Spine Center, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate. Good to talk with you.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Greg, I don't know about you, but my favorite pastime is, besides golfing, and I know you don't golf, my favorite pastime is going to the movies. I am a huge movie fan. Do you go to a lot of movies?
I do. I love going to the movies, and I love everything about the movie experience. It's a special time. It's a special thing, and I do. I love it.
Yeah, I think that's me, too. It's the whole experience. And speaking of capitalizing on the experience, we have with us Brian Jeffries. He's the Vice President of Marketing and Promotions at Cinemark. Cinemark has really done a lot to enhance the customer experience. I know because I go to the Cinemark where we have luxury loungers, and I am so spoiled. I can't go to a theater no matter where I am if I don't have that lounger. I'm not kidding you. Brian, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. I was very happy to install every seat for you.
Are we segueing into the Craftsman tool ad here?
Brian, so it's interesting you say that because I watched the transformation. For the people listening, I live in the DFW area, and I watched the transformation at my local Cinemark theater from the bigger, you know, the I'll call them old-fashioned seats to the loungers. And I was wondering, wow, I wonder if people are going to embrace it. But I think people, from my perspective as the consumer, I think people really have embraced it. What have you found with the loungers?
Well, yes, and you know, for those that need a visualization, you know, this is this is an electric recliner that the seat leans back and your footrest goes all the way up, and just the very nature of what you need to do for your for your feet to go up means that there is 4 feet of leg space in front of you, you know, because you have to be allow the foot to go up and still have room for people to walk in front of you down the aisles. So you immediately start your experience with more room in the aisles. Then you've got the actual, you know, comfy lounge seats, and then you've got the movable parts. I mean, what's not to love?
Honestly, what's not to love, right, Greg?
Well, and so it's interesting that you're doing this, because the first thing that comes to mind is, I think, so you've really elevated the experience of going to the movies from coach to first class.
You know what? That's a great example. And just like on an airline, you end up with far fewer seats, but a much better experience, and more people just want to engage in that kind of a movie going experience. And so you make up for your loss of seats by people wanting to just go more often.
So how does this happen in the back rooms of a company like Cinemark? You're doing things the way they've been done for years and years. The world around you changes. I mean, look, we're all consuming entertainment on screens in all kinds of ways we weren't even 5 or 10 years ago. How does this conversation get launched, and what is the conversation like when it's you in power in the movie industry at a company like Cinemark?
Well, you're usually sitting in an electric recliner. and you say, wouldn't this be a great way to watch a movie? No, it really comes down to staying, if not ahead of the game, at least in the game. You know, there are always... The industry itself is always progressing. You know, we can go into the areas of in-theater dining, and, you know, and if you went backwards, you know, when did they decide to make stadium seating instead of sloped floors, and when did they decide to do, you know, digital as opposed to film projectors, and somewhere along the line, you know, you just have to make that move, and now the entire industry is stadium seating, the entire industry is digital projectors, And you know, soon we assume the entire industry will catch up and do the electric recliners, and that's just the way the industry is going. And Cinemark has been fortunate to be a large enough company that we see those kinds of you know, opportunities, and we certainly can take advantage of them and do.
Brian, you briefly touched on that the gourmet food, where it used to be just the straight up concessions. So do you keep the concessions and add the gourmet food so you can reach everybody? Because some people would still prefer the, you know, popcorn versus an upgraded food version. What do you do there?
Yeah, that's 100% correct. I mean, you know, when you walk in a theater, in fact, I think people still want to, when they walk in the theater, still want to smell popcorn versus shrimp tacos, you know.
I'm happy to smell both. Just think, I want to go on record for that.
But you know, we do recognize that there are Gregs in the world that want both. And so, you know, we try to offer both. And for the most part, the food options are not going to be steak and lobster. It's going to be finger food, because, you know, there has to be a manageability of just, you know, you being able to eat and still watch a movie. So, you know, the options are going to be in along the side of sandwiches and chicken fingers and fish tacos and things like that. But we still need that staple. There's no doubt that popcorn and soda is our number one driver. And we're introducing, you know, on the refreshment side, we're introducing beer and wine just as an option. And you know, people still do that. I'm having a harder time do I match a Chablis or a Merlot with my popcorn? I don't quite get which one I'm supposed to do yet. But what we find is people just don't mind that one option, and they, you know, no one goes out and just hangs out at the bar in the movie theater. They just use it as a, you know, I'll just have a glass of red with my, you know, fish tacos when I go in to see the movie tonight.
In a way, what you're doing is creating the home experience in the theater and making it even better.
Yeah, you could probably say that. We like to think of it as, you know, that we've just enhanced the movie-going experience, you know, to a point where, you know, you don't necessarily need those other options, or maybe the way to say it is you don't necessarily need to stay home. You know, this is, you know, something out there that people have embraced and seem to be coming back to the theater even more because of these options.
I'm really excited about the way your industry is reinventing itself on a whole. I mean, as the world around us changes, I'm noticing, for instance, you know, it used to be that movie theaters played movies, but now they play all kinds of things. For instance, over the weekend, I was driving and I was listening to some TED Talks. And during the TED Talks, they interrupted to say, well, it was an ad for other TED Talks, but during the actual TED conference, you can now go watch the TED conference live at a movie theater. You can go see opera from the New York Metropolitan Opera at a movie theater. And I think that's just a brilliant way for you to make yourself as an industry much more part of our lives. So we feel like it really is our theater, along with the luxury loungers and the shrimp tacos.
Yeah, and I think that you're right. I think that's a very important part of our, you know, the fact that our theater, for the most part, is very, very busy on Fridays and Saturdays, and then, you know, sometimes busy on a discount day or a senior Tuesday or something like that. But that still leaves you a Monday, a Wednesday, something on a Thursday night or even a Sunday afternoon to that you can use our facility for that. In the end, we have an industry that's it's a little interesting that most customers aren't even aware that our industry is set up in that we are a rental facility for the movie studios. So a 20-plex is basically 20 screens that are waiting to be rented. Well, our customers, in this case, who are the renters, are Warner Brothers and Disney and Paramount and Fox, and they come in and they rent our screens, and we provide them that opportunity to play their movies to the customers. And so that's a simple, you know, way of saying that's how we are, you know, 24/7. That's how our industry works. Well, by that same token, if the Met Opera wants to rent that screen, they can. Or if we want to show Wimbledon, we can. And the TED Talks. And that is a lot of other industries now learning that the cinema is a place to use those screens for those purposes.
We're speaking with Brian Jeffries. He's the Vice President of Marketing and Promotions at Cinemark. Brian, how about, you know, women with kids that wish they could bring their kids to the theater? And how about people with dogs? Do you foresee a time where you're doing that, those kinds of special opportunities, let's say?
Well, you know, and that's interesting because we're you know, at 340 screens across the theaters across the United States, and another 100 and some down in South America, and so we've got a variety of ways that people have used our theater. Just touching on dogs for a moment, you can bring service dogs in, so just so you know, you can. As far as the moms, there are we call them Mommy and Me shows. And those are set up in specific auditoriums and in select markets. But basically, it allows them to come in at 10 o'clock in the morning, and the house lights are up, and the movie is playing, but no one cares if your kids are running around the aisles and screaming and crying, because you're sitting there with, you know, 15, 20 other mothers that are having the same experience, and you're okay with it at that point because you knew that going in that was how it was going to go.
And you're contributing to it because you're another mom with a screaming kid. Brian Jeffries from Cinemark, I have one more question for you, and
sure.
It's this, because we're talking on a radio segment called Forbes Books at Bedtime. In your position as Vice President of Marketing and Promotions at Cinemark, what keeps you up at night?
Wow. It's not a book, sadly, because books put me to sleep. What keeps me up at night is probably wondering if you guys are all going to like these improvements that we keep putting into our theater, because I don't want to make a wrong decision on any of these. That's what keeps me up at night.
Oh, that makes sense. Brian Jeffries, VP of Marketing and Promotions at Cinemark, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Case of rain, case of downturn, and a case of an accident, but never in the case of her.
You know when you get your insurance policies and you have no idea what you just signed up for, and then you have a lot of questions and you're confused on some of the fine print, but you actually never get back around to looking at the fine print? Why do we do that? There's so much that we're missing and there's so much that we need to know, I think, about insurance. So in our virtual green room right now, he's probably looking at the fine print, Alex Stewart, and he's going to fill in some of those blanks for us. He's with Eagle Independent Insurance Company. Hey, Alec, how are you?
I'm great.
So that is true, isn't it? That, you know, before you got into this business, did you tell me the truth? Did you read the fine print all the time?
No, absolutely not.
So the problem is there's so much that we're missing. There's so many things that we don't, you know, review or don't know. And in fact, you know, we've seen commercials on this. We don't know how much we're covered for really and what we're not covered for. And I guess, you know, that's because, and this is just my thought, we know we need insurance and all of that, but we don't take the time to really take a breath and go through with people like you, hey, what does this mean? And do we need to be covered more for here? And what is it that we need to do? So what do you think, and this is a wide open question, what do you think is the one thing the biggest thing, I guess, that people miss when it comes to getting insurance and shopping around for insurance and realizing what the coverage is?
Most times the thing that we see that people miss the most is really understanding what they would be out of pocket on as far as a deductible if they have a claim. Because as you mentioned, most people don't really think about or look at their insurance in detail until after they have a claim instead of beforehand. So the biggest recommendation that we always have for people is get copies of your current policies, go through, look for any questions you may have, and then if you're not with an independent agent, definitely go out to an independent that represents multiple carriers so that they can do the work for you and do a complete evaluation of your carrier, your coverage, your premium, and also possibly go out and get you more competitive quotes.
Ah, there you go. And that's the thing. Somebody told me this the other day, and it's so true. I saw this with myself, and I guess it's because I had that heads up. You know, you go along, you think, the insurance company's good. You know, they're calling me, sending me the Christmas card, whatever, the magnet. I'm covered for my homeowners, you know, I'm covered homeowners-wise on X, Y, and Z. But then the amount keeps going up and up and up and up. But as you said, you're not shopping around. And that, a lot of times that's the way to sneak in the fees, right? By just people are lulled to sleep and they think this company's great. But every year it creeps up higher and higher and higher where they could really be getting a better insurance rate.
You're absolutely right. And most Americans are either with the captive carriers and agents, Allstate Farmers and State Farm or directs like GEICO that are only able to present one set of quotes. And unfortunately, insurance is not a one-size-fits-all type product. And so going to an independent that has multiple carriers and multiple different types of policies that are tailored to what you may need is great. And also at the same time, you know that your insurance is being shopped and you're getting the best price.
Yeah, there you go. How about this? Here's another thing I think that people miss, and I saw this with a friend of mine who was irate, the cancellation fees. You just figure, okay, so now I have gotten smart and I want to shop around and they cancel a policy. What is that? Why do you get these cancellation fees? Because they sneak them in there, or what is that about?
Well, oftentimes carriers, you know, once you're with a certain carrier, if you're not on EFT or you're not on escrow payments with your home or even with your auto, what'll happen is that you won't necessarily see a bill come out, or it'll get lost in the mail, or there'll be some overlap. And when that happens, you know, a carrier will typically send out a cancellation notice and then they'll automatically cancel it. And then once that's done, to get it reinstated, some carriers may or may not have a fee. Most of our carriers don't. And as I mentioned before, the big ticket item is to look at your deductibles, whether it's your home or your auto, because over time as your home renews, let's say, if it's going up and you happen to be with a captive that can only provide one quote, they may talk to you and adjust your deductible. You may not really realize what that means, but if they change it from, let's say, a 1% to a 2% deductible, you're out twice as much money if you were to have, let's say, a major roof claim.
Oh, right. And you wouldn't have known that unless you were paying attention to that, for sure. And also in the department of shopping around and looking at the rates, and you hear that your neighbor got this rate and this person got that rate, a lot of people also misconstrue how important the credit score is. FICO plays a part in this, doesn't it?
What insurance companies typically do is they use what they call an insurance score. And part of that insurance score may or may not be credit. Some carriers are different. Typically, on the independent agent side, they don't let us know what particularly is driving somebody's insurance score. So it could be a combination of possibly credit. Some carriers don't even use credit. It could be a possible claim issue that's happened in the past, some kind of payment insurance issue. So it could be a variety of different things. But some carriers do, in fact, use credit as well in looking at somebody's insurance score.
Yeah, and you talked about this too a little bit. We brushed onto this, but the other thing, and this is what people are looking for when something happens, whether it's a roof because of hail damage, we see tornadoes. We just saw some horrible tornadoes rip up parts of Oklahoma, and the settlement amounts. You know, what is the settlement amount that you're going to get from the insurance company? Because of course, insurance companies, I mean, the game is they don't want to really have to pay out. And I guess this is also part of it. What's the lowest the company can pay out? And are those the kinds of questions you should ask? What happens if it's a, you know, this happens, Mother Nature, whatever, so that you know what you're going to get.
Exactly. So as I mentioned before, preemptively, proactively doing an evaluation of your own insurance and coming up with those kind of what-if questions and then going over those questions with your agent is key so that you would know what would happen in a given circumstance. But going back to your specific claims example, the big ticket item is going back to the independent model. Everybody should have an independent advocate that's unbiased working for them. So if you have an independent agent that has placed your insurance with a particular carrier, it's their job, if there is a hail claim or there is an auto claim, whatever it may be, to get in there and advocate for you, work with a claims adjuster to make sure that you're made whole and you're getting exactly what you're due in that claim situation.
Yeah. And also, too, when you sit down and do your insurance, and we're speaking with Alex Stewart about what I think is incredibly important because we all in some form have insurance, whether it's homeowners and auto and the combination of a bunch of other things. You know, in one way, I think you can never be too insured because there's things that people don't realize with a business, and I think people also get snipped there that they don't have coverage on a certain business. So we have a lot of entrepreneurs that would be listening, and there are a lot of people across the country that are going more that route. You know, where we see with technology, Alec, there are people developing apps and that kind of thing. So they start these companies. And there is liability, isn't there? There's people that could go after them for certain things in their business, and you need to be covered for that, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm a small business owner myself. We have a mobile app for Eagle. And we deal with these issues all the time. A solid chunk of our business is commercial business insurance. And again, going back to the agent-consumer relationship, whether it is personal lines, home, and auto, or whether it's business insurance, really being able to work with somebody that you trust that has multiple options to deliver is key because they can get the tailored coverage that you may need for your business, specific instances, where your particular liability may be, and tailor a policy so that you do have what you need, but on the flip side, you're not paying for something you don't need or paying too much.
Yeah, oh yeah, and that's the key. You don't want to pay too much or you don't want to get something you don't need on top of all the other things that that you have. Is there something new in the homeowners arena that people are drawn to, some instrument or something that seems to be particularly interesting these days that you need coverage for that we didn't have necessarily in the past?
The big ticket item you always hear about is flood. And so,
yeah,
you know, people don't understand that as they're looking at their policies, one of the things they need to be looking for is leakage and seepage insurance and make sure that's covered where you may have a pipe, let's say, that's in a wall that over a long period of time is seeping water and you may not even know about it. And so double check that, look for leakage and seepage. And then, of course, if you're in a FEMA designated flood zone, you definitely need to get quotes for flood insurance. But even if you're not, if you're by any type of standing water or rising water type situation, ask your agent to get you a flood insurance quote so at least you can look at it, be educated about it, and make a decision on whether or not you think you need it.
Yeah, good stuff. Alex Stewart from Eagle, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you so much.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.